Oh my God, that took forever. I think that went well, don't you? Dad's been going on about meeting you for so long. I was kind of worried he'd be difficult, but he was surprisingly amicable today. I think you left a good impression, babe. I mean, they were definitely talking at you for long enough. I could barely get a word in. It felt like Mom wanted your whole life story. She's kinda not made a big deal out of it when I told everyone I was bringing you over. But fuck me, she was sure showing an interest today. So, how are you doing? Was meeting the parents as bad as everyone says it was gonna be? Oh, it was fine. Aw, you're the best, babe. My parents, they can be a little overbearing at times, a little overproductive, but they mean well, apparently. But hey, we're alone, at last. And all it took was a good half hour of grilling you for it to finally dawn on them that they'd better start cooking. Sorry, not sorry. At least they let me take you upstairs. God, if we'd have had to stay with them while they prepared dinner, I think I'd have lost my mind. So, what do you think of my childhood bedroom? Tiny, isn't it? If it were any smaller, it would be less of a bedroom and more of a closet for all my hockey equipment. Speaking of, I'm sure that if I looked hard enough under all this mess, I might find some of the kit I had as a kid. I wasn't very tidy back in the day. Don't say it. Fuck, it's been so long. I kept telling myself I'd visit more, but so much has been going on at college that I've just not really had the time. I had my hockey to focus on. Classes were a fucking pain, as well as they say they don't expect us to work over the weekends, but that's complete bullshit. And most importantly, I met you. Yeah, safe to say I had no intentions of going back home after that. So, I guess I gotta thank you, really. You know, for coming all this way. It's nice to have the best part about college staying with me, even when we're off on break. Like, you didn't even have to come. I would have perfectly understood if you wanted to head straight home instead of, you know, taking a detour to my place, just because my parents wanted to meet you. So, thank you. Oh, stop grinning like that. Yeah, I know. I don't get all touchy-feely very often, but I wanted you to know that I'm really glad you're here. But I'm still the same badass bitch you fell for at that Halloween party. So me going sappy from time to time, don't let it change the way you look at me or anything. What? Oh, fuck. Don't Don't let him change anything either. Yeah, so say hello to Snugglebug. I had quite a few stuffed animals when I was younger. Understatement of the year, of course. This isn't doing my tough girl image any favors, is it? No, don't laugh. You better not be laughing at Snugglebug. No, a dog did not try to eat him. No, I didn't try to eat him either. I just took him everywhere I went till I was like 5, okay? Maybe 10 or 11. Stop laughing at me. This is your final warning, mister. I'll hurt you. Oh, you don't believe me? You don't think I have it in me to just shove you onto the bed and punish you? And fucking stay down. I think I'll just crawl on top of you and hold your wrist down on the bed. This is kind of hot, don't you think? That little look in your eye, it's so cute. It's like you can't decide whether you want to let me do as I please or whether you want to overpower me and fuck me senseless. And that does sound fun, doesn't it? Do you think you could keep me quiet? You know me, baby. Things get loud when you're putting this dirty girl in her place. Then maybe we should just forget about doing anything naughty today. What do you think? Okay. I was just teasing. Oh, you've been turned on since seeing me this morning? I mean, damn, I can't imagine why. I'm sorry, baby. I hope these cute little leggings weren't behind that. Aw, I put them on for that very reason, baby. I thought it would be hot if, well, you were trying to be all nice and polite at the dinner table, but actually my curvy legs in these irresistible tight pants were driving you fucking crazy. I know it's naughty, baby. I'm sorry. Actually, that gives me an idea. Well, I've had this in mind ever since I got dressed. All right, take your top off. Come on, move it, move it. There's that gorgeous body. Do you mind if I scritch scratch your chest a little bit? Does this feel nice? The way I'm tickling you with my nails? All the way down your chest until my fingers reach the waistband of your jeans? These can't stay, I'm afraid. I'm just gonna unzip them and pull them down a bit. Not too easy when I'm straddling you like this, huh? There. Oh, and what are these boxers? I can't be dealing with all this clothing, mister. They gotta go too. Don't come in. No, nothing's going on. Is everything okay? Do you need something? Shh, just let me take it out. It's fine. She's not gonna come in.
Sorry, Mom, say that again?
How do you want your steak, babe?
Did you hear that? No worries. See ya. Love you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be down by then. Don't sweat it.
I think she's gone.
All right.
So that's probably gonna happen a lot. We'll have to keep quiet if we don't want to get burst in on. Oh, don't give me that look. So I took your cock out even though Mom was right outside. What's the big deal? Oh, don't be mad. I'm just... You telling me about how turned on you are got me really turned on. So, waiting for Mom to leave just wasn't an option. Your cock doesn't seem too mad at me, baby. Maybe you'd be less mad if I just gave it a little attention. It's all plump and squishy right now. Wouldn't it feel better if I got it nice and hard for you? So what I'm hearing is, if I give you a hand job, you'll forgive me for being such a naughty girl? Maybe. Okay. I can take a maybe. I'm just gonna wrap my fingers around your plump cock and gently press my thumb into your shaft. Oh my. You know, I love it when you're rock hard for me and everything, but this feels really nice. It's as if your cock is waking up in my hands. I can feel it stirring and growing. I'll just start stroking you like this, and maybe this big guy will wake up a little faster. Does this feel good? Gently jerking you off while I'm straddling you in these leggings you love so much? I bet you also love this view, huh? Me riding you, grinding into your lap, all while my sexy little hands dance up and down your bulging cock. Let me just tap it against my pussy. Baby. Let me press the underside of your fat cock against these leggings and just grind into you like this. Now I'm just using my hand and pussy to jerk you off. It's funny. When I hold your cock up like this, you get to see just how big inside me you're gonna be. Oh, that made you twitch, didn't it? Looks like someone's fully hard for me, baby. You know what that means, don't you? That means I get to pump you faster.
Shush, baby. Shush. That feels nice, I know, but I said we gotta be quiet. These walls, they're pretty thin. So if you keep making those lovely, lovely noises, well, let's not go there. Oh no, I'm not gonna slow down. No, no, no. Wouldn't it be mean of me to slow down now? Right after I got you so hard and so worked up over my tight leggings. Oh, and they are so, so tight, baby. I chose these ones because of how tight they are. Because of how they hug just the right curves of my thighs, and my ass, and my pussy. You see, considering they leave so little to the imagination, I thought it would be fun to, well, grind my pussy against your shaft and tease it with my pussy lips through this soft, thin fabric. The thing is, I'm getting dangerously wet, and you're already leaking quite a lot of pre-cum, so I think I'll just skip to the part where I use my bare pussy to tease you instead. Otherwise, we'd make a bit of a mess, baby, and I have to look somewhat presentable for dinner. You might think I look great, but Mom was already giving me looks for wearing basically yoga pants, of all things, to, well, an important family meal. Of course, I couldn't tell her why I dressed the way I did. Can't have her finding out what a slut I am for you. You know, if we weren't sneaking around like this, I might have been tempted to just rip a hole in these leggings. That way, I could rub your cock against my bare pussy without having to take them off. I know you'd just love to see these bad boys all torn to bits, wouldn't you? It's just, if we ripped them, I'd obviously have to put something else on afterwards. And Mom and Dad would pretty quickly catch on to what we've been up to. They might not figure out just what we were doing, or how dirty it was. But they'd know that at the very least, your cock was inside my tight little pussy. Shh, wait, wait. Did you hear something? Shit, I thought I heard Mom coming upstairs. Okay. False alarm. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, I was talking about putting my pussy lips on this throbbing, leaking cock. Now let me just get up for a sec so I can take these pants off the old-fashioned way. No ripping, I'm afraid. And there they go. Leggings and panties. Both gone. All in one fell swoop. Impressive, right? Just you wait until I get back on top. Then you'll know what impressive really looks like. Here we are. This just feels right, doesn't it? Feels natural. Me,
riding you like this, holding you down on the bed, your hands pinned beneath mine. Anyway, don't mind me. I'm just gonna start rubbing my wet pussy lips up and down your hard fucking cock. Something about this just feels so naughty, babe. But also so right. Maybe it's that I just know how much you love it when I tease you like this. But it's not just any kind of teasing that gets you this riled up, is it? No, no. Something about this. Right here, teasing your cock with my warm, wet entrance. Being one wrong move away from your cock just slipping inside me. This is what drives you wild, baby. Knowing that just like that, I could go from teasing you to straight up fucking you. I'm gonna let go of your wrists, okay? Don't be getting any ideas. I just want to put my hands on your chest so I can steady myself and grind on your cock a little faster. I'm just gliding up and down this big dick, pushing into you at your base, parting my pussy lips as I move up and down your shaft. And then on the way back down, pushing into you even harder. Oh my god. I can feel your cock just pressing up against my clit. Fuck. Does this feel good, baby? My wet cunt going back and forth, up and down the stiff cock. Every time I move forward, I can feel you bracing, squirming. You're so anxious, baby. You can't wait for me to slide down. Not back to your base, no. You can't wait for me to slide down onto your cock and take it inside me. Is that what you want, baby? You want me to push your cockhead into my pussy? Alright. Then let me just lean into you and hold myself up. Now I want you to grab that cock of yours and stand it upright for me. That's it. Okay. Are you ready, babe? I'm gonna position myself above you like this and... slip you inside just a little. Now let me start slowly and lower myself slowly so I can take the rest of you. Oh fuck. Holy shit. You went in so easily. Okay. I'm gonna ride you now. I'm just gonna ride this perfect cock. Babe, my God, you feel so good inside me. You literally could not be more of a perfect fit. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to do this with you today. Fuck. The wait was so worth it. You feel so good right now. Oh. Yes, that's it. Holy shit. Grab my hips and thrust into me, baby. Fuck. You're just pounding me. Slam me down onto your cock. Push it as deep as it can go. Fuck. Shit, babe, slow down. Slow down, I can't contain myself. Someone's gonna hear me. Literally, if anyone went by the stairs right now, they'd know I was getting my brains fucked out by my boyfriend's perfect cock. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna come, baby. You're gonna make me fucking come. You're close. Come. Come, baby. I want you to come inside me. That's it, baby. Come for me. Come while I ride this hard cock. Come with it. Come while this little slut bounces on top of you. Holy shit. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard I might scream. Yeah, that's it. I can feel how close you are, baby. I can just feel how badly you want to empty your balls into my wet pussy. Do it. Come. Come inside me right fucking now. Oh. Oh, fuck. I love you, baby. Oh. Holy shit. I did not expect this to end with you fucking giving me a cream pie. No, it's okay. It's okay. I wanted you to. Now hold on. Just shh for a second. Okay. I don't think my parents heard us. We're safe for now. All right. Let me just roll off of you. That was intense. Good exercise, hey? Thanks for helping me keep fit over the break. Don't want to get dropped off the team, huh? We should probably get dressed. Dinner will be ready any minute now. And Dad's been dying to show off his cooking skills. Yeah, funny how he wants to impress you. Nah, Mom and Dad, well, you already impressed them. I kinda haven't been able to shut up about you. Oh ho ho! You do not get to tease me. Not this time. Not while you're blushing like that. Alright, where the fuck did I put those leggings? Are you gonna move or what? Get dressed or we'll be late. Say what you will about my dad, but his cooking? You're in for a treat, babe.